You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Hello and welcome back to Mason's Mailbag, direct to you from the UC Health Training Center, the home of the three-time Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. I know that sounds great to you. Broncos won Super Bowl 50 a few days ago. You've enjoyed the week. I've enjoyed the week. Great seeing you back here. But, of course, the offseason comes quickly. The Broncos have turned the page already. The personnel staff is working on combine preparations, free agent preparations. The coaches were evaluating film, looking back at how the players grayed out for the 2015 season in advance of free agency and all the decisions that loom. There was really no time to rest, and no time to rest for us, so let's get started with the first question. It comes from Matt Baldwin, who says, I've seen a lot of writers report the team plans to tag Von Miller. Would this be similar to Demaryius Thomas, where it is to buy time to negotiate? Also, could said negotiations culminate before the July deadline? Well, John Elway has a great track record of getting players with the franchise tag to sign long-term deals. Of course, he did it with Matt Prater, Ryan Clady, and last year with Demaryius Thomas. So that record would seem to indicate the Broncos, if they have to franchise tag Von Miller, can get him signed at some point before July, before the July 15th deadline. You know, it's just kind of part of the dance if the Broncos don't get it done this month. What will be interesting, however, is to see if the Broncos use the exclusive or non-exclusive tag on Von Miller. I would think they would have to use the exclusive franchise tag, because if they don't, then there may be a team out there that says, hey, Von Miller is worth two first-round picks in compensation. Maybe we should go make a play for him. If the Broncos do give the exclusive tag, then that won't be the case. They'd obviously like to get something done with Von Miller right away, but the reality of these types of negotiations is that it takes some time, and it would be no surprise if he gets the franchise tag. But certainly Von Miller has said on his various appearances on talk shows throughout this week that he wants to remain a Denver Bronco. The Broncos clearly want him back. You don't let exceptional talent like Von Miller go, and it would be a shock if Von Miller doesn't have a long-term deal by the time the Broncos get to training camp this summer. Our next question is from Jimmy Overstreet, who asks, assuming Peyton Manning retires and Denver signs Brock Osweiler, will Trevor Siemian still have a chance to compete for the starting quarterback spot next season? I was impressed with him the past preseason. Well, certainly he's going to have his opportunity no matter how the quarterback position shakes out heading into training camp. Of course, Osweiler is due to hit free agency, as you know. Broncos would like to have him back, but certainly the price tag is going to play a part in that. It's going to be a storyline to watch over the next several weeks. But that being said, Siemian, you know, he did make some progress, but he's not where Brock Osweiler is. If Osweiler does return, he's a few miles ahead of Trevor Siemian in his development. I find it hard to see Siemian being able to make a push and bridge that gap, but certainly there's a lot to like about him, his poise, his potential, the arm strength that he showed last summer. The Broncos like having him around. It would be a shock to me if he is not on the 53-man roster heading into the 2016 season. And certainly he's a guy they can continue to develop and see where he goes. But if Osweiler does return, I expect that he would be clearly the starter and that Siemian would be fighting for that backup slot behind him. Thanks for those questions, and we're going to have a mailbag next week, too. So if you want in, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up at Twitter. Use the hashtag @AskMace, and I am @MaceDenver. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.